All right, welcome back to Beyond the Barbell. I'm Blair Morrison.
And I'm Ben Alderman, and we're sitting here with Brendan Fjord.
What's up, guys?
And he was on the Ute CrossFit Games team from 2015. What's up, man?
How you doing? Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was stoked.
So you're originally a Utah guy?
I was born in Utah, raised in Texas, and then moved back to Utah to play football in college.
Raised in Texas, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Not sure if we can really trust you then.
It's a little Wild West out there. Be careful.
Producer Phoenix is from Texas, and he's not very trustworthy.
Sketchy, sketchy individual right there, Phoenix Phillips.
He looks like it.
How did you get back to Utah then?
So I got a scholarship to play football at a D1AA school called Southern Utah. It's a great location, actually. It's like real close to Lake Powell, which is in Southern Utah, Arizona.
Terrible parties at Lake Powell.
Oh, yeah, right?
It's a total, like, beat scene down there.
No, I think you're thinking of Havasu.
Oh, am I?
Yeah. We stay away from that scene, man. You never know what's going to happen.
Speaking of scenes, we're actually sitting here at the CrossFit Games. So this is our first interview from the actual venue.
On location.
Yeah, we were here with... I mean, that's pretty cool, right?
It feels good. I think not many people crowding around to see what we're up to yet.
Yeah, but we pretty much have the best seat in the house, right?
That's true. We got the big screen with the big ass fans showing us what's going on the games floor. We got Progenics booth right across the way, Reebok booth directly behind us.
It's a prime spot, prime real estate.
And you've got you have Ben Alderman sitting to your left, so pretty much.
I mean, prime real estate, prime rib to my left.
Yeah, right.
About that.
Speaking of prime rib, back to Brendan Fjord. So go back to the games last year, and let's just kind of recap some of that.
Yeah.
And what that was like being on that team and doing what you guys did last year.
So I don't know. Like, I guess I'll just start out. The first 2 years I competed, I was, like everybody, we started out trying to go for the gold, go for the dream of competing individually. And then last year was my third year competing, and we decided to put that team together, and it changed my view definitely. I loved teams so much. It was so much more fun, less stress. You just go out there, have a good time. Obviously, got to put in the work if you want to be good, just like, everything in CrossFit, everything in life. But it was definitely a blast. We had a really good team chemistry. Some of my best friends were on that team, so.
Yeah, I feel like you guys, or the Ute teams perennially, are known for having great chemistry. Teams that are together all the time. They're not pulling from a wide geographic range.
Yeah.
Would you say that you had a role on the team? Like, were you the funny guy or the super intense guy?
So, I think I was just like the guy to just keep everybody loose. I wouldn't say I'm the funny guy, but I definitely was very laid back. And then when it was go time, it was just 3-2-1 go, and you didn't think very much. You just pulled through for your teammates and did the best that you could, It wasn't... But everybody kind of does fall in a role.
I've seen you work out a few times, and I mean, what stands out is pretty much any time you hop on an assault bike, just how ridiculous that is.
I love that thing, man.
Yeah.
So,
do you have that same? Are you beating all the guys on the Ute team at the assault bike like that too, or is that something you guys all just go really hard at each other on?
Okay, listen. So, we actually started on the Schwinn Airdyne. And then once we got introduced to the assault bike, it was way harder. And the first time we actually got on the assault bike was with you guys in Miami. You remember that?
That was the first time you guys got on it?
Yeah.
You did like 50 calories in
48 seconds, I
remember. We did a lot of work on it. But I think, I don't know, right? It's just, we did a lot of work on the Airdyne. So when it went to the assault bike, we didn't really know what to expect. We kind of played around with like 20 calories to see what that would have been when we were in Miami. I love that bike though. Like, we just barely got it down in Brazil, and I spent like the first like week, I spent like hours on that thing.
I hate that thing. Yeah, I get what you're talking about.
Yeah, I did 50 calories in a minute, and I was like impressed. And I remember like 2 years ago, I was like, Brendan was doing 50 calories in less than 50 seconds. So I felt like a
Just for the record, 50 calories in a minute is still really good.
Though. It is really good.
It doesn't matter, though. That's just,
it's not good enough for this podcast.
No, not for this
episode.
Podcast, yeah.
Okay, so when the assault bikes got to our gym in Brazil, I put up the 50-calorie for time challenge, and everybody in the gym started doing it. There was people who would come in, and they would see the challenge, and they were so stoked to get on the bike that they would do that like as like before they started their class, and then they would just be sprawled out for 30 minutes afterwards, and they would miss the class. So they worked out for like 2.5 minutes just dead on laying on the ground, and they would miss
That's
the class.
Perfect. We should do that and make our jobs a whole lot easier as affiliate owners, bro.
That's true.
Yeah, 50 calories per time, you know? It's like
a
challenge.
This is what you get in to start your workout, and then actually you're done.
Yeah, oh, man.
You're done. It's
it
perfect.
Was so awesome. It was so funny to see these people just sprawled out, throwing up. It was awesome.
Are you loving it down in Brazil?
It's a blast, dude. Yeah.
How long has it been now?
I've been down there 8 months. This is my first time I got to come back to the U.S., I was super, super happy to get back. I really was. I was getting a little homesick, but now I feel rejuvenated and ready to go back for a couple more months, and then I'll move back. It's a beautiful place. The people are awesome. Life, like, if you watch any like documentaries or anything on Brazil, they always say life is a party, and I don't know, like they celebrate life down there, and it really is like that. It is so cool. Different, but really cool.
What town are you actually living in?
So it is called Belo Horizonte. It is about 4 hour drive inland from Rio. So like the main three cities in Brazil are São Paulo, Rio, and Belo Horizonte. So I'm living
in this is the big city you're in?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, very cool. I always hear that. My brother did a mission trip down there like a long time ago in São Paulo, and he was just like, man, the people there are incredible.
Yeah.
Like, and he wants to go back someday just because of that experience.
Yeah, man. So. It's so fun. My sister actually lived in the same city that I'm living in. She did a mission trip there, too.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a cool coincidence. I didn't plan it at all. It just happened. So,
how did you get down there in the first place?
So last year after the games, one of the guys, his name is Leonardo Padua. He is a gym owner. He owns 4 gyms in the city that I'm living in. And he was one of the first guys that... He was actually the first person in Brazil to have his level 1. He contacted me and asked me if I would come down and kind of just work with him for a couple weeks. And I did. And then he invited me to come back and kind of do, you know, we'll see how long you want to stay. And
was Miranda down there on that trip?
She did. No. Actually, she came down when I went back.
Okay.
The second time. Yeah,
okay, gotcha.
It was fun to have her down there, and they just loved her. Oh my gosh!
I'm sure they were just going crazy.
She was a god. She was a goddess down there.
How has being down there affected your overall fitness? Like, are you still working out just as much, or are you just like just kind of enjoying Brazil a little too much?
So, I mean, as you could tell from this year's Open performance, it's affected my training up just a little bit. I did not do good. Okay, I mean, I did all right, but. I definitely could have put in more training. That's all I can say. You know, your performance in the Open reflects how you trained, and my performance was not as good as what it was in years past.
You think that's a result of the celebrating of life that's going on down there?
Just a little bit.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. What about like the other side? Like Brazil also is kind of known for a lot of crime and a lot of poverty.
Yeah,
does that kind of come to your doorstep at all where you are?
So luckily, and knock on wood, that has not been anything I've had to deal with. I did get a thousand, so that money's called the real. So I had 1,000 reais stolen from me from my apartment by the lady who cleans my apartment. But I couldn't prove it, so I couldn't get it back.
How much is that in American dollars?
It was like $250 to $300.
Yeah, pretty much your life savings then.
Pretty much.
Yeah, right.
I was living off that for the next month.
It's like that movie Eurotrip where they have a nickel and they're like buying a mansion. Brandon just lost $1 million. The maid just ganked you hard.
Oh, man. I was pissed. But there was no way to like prove it.
Did you come back and clean your house again?
No, I hired a new one. Of course I did.
Fired.
Yeah, you're done.
No, but... So like we said, Brazil is it's an amazing place. The people are unreal. They're so nice. They're welcoming. They want to take care of you, especially in the city that I'm at. But I know and have, you know, a lot of friends who have, you know, been held up at gunpoint, gotten their car stolen, gotten kidnapped.
You got a friend that's been kidnapped?
Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah. She was kidnapped. I'll tell the story.
Tell the story.
So, wow, here we go.
So she was kidnapped right outside of her apartment. And at gunpoint, they put her and her two friends in the trunk. And they were, they were taking her to, you know, basically steal her car and kill her.
I'm just thinking this is like the movie Taken.
Oh, yeah, it really is.
They're going to get into sex trafficking.
So, but the cops were after them already. Like, somehow, you know, they got contact with somebody or somebody was expecting them. And they were in this field about to kill them. And they heard the guys heard some stuff in the bushes and they got scared. So they ran off. And my friend and her friends were, had their arms tied behind the back, barefoot, blindfolded. And they, all of a sudden, they heard these guys screaming, taking off. Well, the cops found the guys, put them in prison. She had friends in prison, and they killed the guys who kidnapped her.
Shut up.
It's the Wild West, man.
Like Godfather Justice, man. That's crazy.
It's Godfather Justice for sure. And I'm not saying that's like a, I think that's a story that's a little bit like on the wilder side for sure. I mean, there's not everybody. This isn't happening every day.
Bro, that's a movie script, man.
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's a little scary, but you know, where I'm at is really, it's a really good part of town. If you're just smart and you stay out of, you know, areas that you're not supposed to be in, it's an amazing place. Yeah.
It's the kind of thing like nothing good happens after 1 a.m.
Yeah,
kind of,
yeah.
Like, be smart.
Yeah, be smart. Make good decisions. Know, you know, be, yeah, just know where you're at. And I don't travel around by myself too much. But
so you're going to be down there for two more months, you said?
Yeah, I'll probably be down there till October.
So, you know, when you come back here, right, you said when you're here or when you're there, you miss here, right? Because this is home. But when you come back here, what are you going to miss the most about Brazil?
Great question, Benjamin. Great question.
Bro, you don't listen. All my questions are great. I've said this like 17,000 times on the podcast.
Man, I've made some great friends. And I think it's really cool, I guess, to touch on a little bit of the CrossFit side of Brazil. The passion at like the competitions and the passion that they have for this sport is unreal. And I think that we have a lot of that passion too. But for them, it's like one of their only ways to really compete, because they don't have like a lot of organized sports like we did growing up playing football or baseball. And so this is like an organized sport for them.
It's all soccer stuff, right?
Yeah, but even that, like, it's hard to find like organized sports for little kids. I mean, they have them, but not everybody does it. Like,
it's like a lot of street ball.
So they're turning out those really good soccer athletes, and they just are been playing in the street. Like, they're not doing any kind of organized coaching and things like that.
There is, but it's not as
which is not as prevalent.
Yeah, as we have here.
Right.
Yeah.
How is your soccer game right now?
I can juggle a ball about four times on my feet. And I've actually done one trick where I kick the ball up and I catch it like on my back behind my neck. I've done it one time, though. So
prove it.
Let's get a ball.
Where's the video
at? If it's not on Snapchat, it doesn't really happen.
It didn't really happen. What about the food down there?
Oh, it's unreal. The meat is unreal.
I hear that, man. Like, what is different about it than here?
I think just the way they prepare it. I don't know.
Tender, loving care. Just
they say that they have free range cows and they're happier and so their meat's better. That's what they say.
If you can tell a difference, I believe it.
It's amazing though. They eat a lot of like what we do. I mean, it's like a lot of rice and beans. It's a food called feijão, and it's really good.
Is the food kind of? I can't think of the right word, but. Is it kind of repetitive? Like, the meals like always kind of very similar?
A little bit. They don't have... I mean, they love, like, sushi. They love sushi. They have sushi. And they have McDonald's. They have Burger King. I'm waiting for Chick-fil-A to get down there. Yeah. Anybody knows me, I love Chick-fil-A. I actually ate Chick-fil-A every day except for Sunday when I was back in Utah.
What do you get at Chick-fil-A?
Number one, large lemonade.
That's a classic chicken sandwich,
just a classic
right?
chicken
with
sandwich,
with an extra
right?
sandwich, yeah.
Yeah, so good.
Every time.
It's so
good.
It's
like $10.73.
And like a pickle on there, right? Like just a pickle. There's no condiments, just a pickle. It's freaking good.
One pickle.
Yeah, or three pickles, but it's good. I'm telling you. All right, Blair didn't know about Chick-fil-A until the last road trip we did. So.
I can tell that you are very familiar with Chick-fil-A, that you know that they put only three pickles on the sandwich.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, absolutely.
All right, when you get back to the States.
Yeah.
Right, in a couple months, you're going to be going moving back to Utah, back to Salt Lake?
Yeah, that's the plan. Adrian's been on the text line with me to get a team together, so.
Adrian Conway.
Yeah.
I don't think we've had him on the show yet.
No.
He's a friend of the program.
We're not going to have Adrian on the show. I don't like Adrian.
Right.
I mean, there's a mean guy out there. It's Adrian.
Right, nobody likes Adrian.
Nobody likes Adrian Conway.
That's the truth.
Him and his wife are terrible.
So he's been hitting you up to move back and set up a team with him? Yeah. He's been an individual the last couple of years.
Yeah, man.
And you excited about that?
Oh, yeah. And if everything goes right and everything goes like, you know, like he's planning, like we're planning, it'd be fun. It'd be a fun year.
Where are you guys going to train?
Adrian's garage gym.
Ooh, awesome.
Is it truly a garage gym?
It's a garage gym. No, we'll be out of one of the gyms there. But we all live within like 20 minutes of each other, so it's really it's really easy to get together.
Right on. And you have a girlfriend that's waiting for you to come home as well, or just Adrian?
As far as like here?
No, who else is texting you, Brandon?
I don't have any girls here in the U.S.
In the U.S.
In the U.S. U.S.
Mr. International over here. Doesn't have any girls in the U.S.
I do not have hoes in different area codes.
Perfect.
So you come back. You're obviously going to train harder. You sound like, hey, not that happy with the Open this year. Are you looking forward to like...
I feel like Adrian's just throwing you a lifeline, bro. He saw your Open performance and he's like, yes. I'm just going to help my buddy out.
Bro,
he needs some motivation and some guidance.
Listen to this. I did one workout with him when I was in Utah and I threw up. We worked out for a total of 5 minutes. It was so bad.
Was he looking at you like,
what is wrong with you, man?
You fell really far, bro.
No, actually, Jake threw up too. Don't tell everybody on the podcast, though.
No, we won't let anybody know. Anybody know that?
And that was last week.
Jacob Hunt threw up on...
That was last week.
In a five-minute workout. Okay.
Are you motivated? Are you, like, jazzed to, like, really go for it next year?
I am. Yeah, like I said, like, for me, I'm truly trying to focus on building, like, a future financially to, you know, eventually be like you guys, have a family, be able to support myself. And my family. And so a lot of my focus has been...
Yeah, we got it made, right, Blair? I mean...
Life's easy.
Life's pretty easy, yeah.
Yeah, so a lot of my focus has been trying to, like, establish myself financially. And, you know, going team, it allows you to focus on both. And it's just so much fun, like I said before, so...
Yeah. I know it's like, you gotta prioritize your time. Like, there's just not infinite amount of time anymore, right? So, yeah, I'm doing, like, a 90 minutes for 90 days challenge for myself. So I'm only working out for 90 minutes a day.
Nice.
Yeah,
for 90 days.
I don't really like it very much, but, you know, it's actually helping business and my family life and, you know, all the stuff that's actually really important.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Did you work out for 90 days today? Or 90 minutes today?
No, we worked out for like.
Maybe 45?
45, really?
So if
maybe
you
do. Maybe not even?
Maybe not even. 35. I'm going to call it 35 so I can do 55 later.
Okay, so you can break it up into two sessions.
Well, I try not to, right? Because that's going to include my warm-up, my stretching, my cool-down, anything I decide to do, which is not really much but as far as warm-up goes. But
do you like how I turn the tables now I'm interviewing you?
Yeah, this is great. This is very awkward, man.
I don't know much about Ben, so this is great for me to learn this.
Yeah, right. I did do 450 GHD sit-ups on Monday.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So Ben texts me. We text each other back and forth a lot about workouts that we're doing.
We need to get you on this group text. We want to know what you're doing down in Brazil to have a performance in the Open like you did.
whole lot of nothing, what it sounds like. So Ben texts me. He's like, 90-minute EMOM, odd minute, 100-meter run, even minute, 10 GHD sit-ups.
Oh, my goodness.
And so I'm just looking at the numbers, and I'm counting it up. Okay, that's 45 sets. It's like, bro, that's 450 GHD sit-ups. You are a straight idiot asking for rhabdo.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. Like, how you feeling now?
He's like, yeah, I'm
still
to
sore.
Throw
but
up and pass out.
I did feel like I was going to throw up and pass out. I've never thrown up from a CrossFit workout before. Never.
Okay.
So I've never thrown up from any workout.
Okay.
So I actually thought that this would be the day.
You've never thrown up in a workout?
No, never.
Wow.
I've like passed out, like fell down, like wanted to cry, never.
Do you want a guest from a... Nick, your anchor?
Yeah, Nick, your anchor, just running by.
Who's this guy?
Feeling up Brendan Fjord. This is getting weird. This is getting real weird.
He's got great nipple accuracy.
Yeah.
Over here pinching my nipples.
Well, he leaves his out all the time because he walks around without a shirt on.
How you doing, dude?
This guy.
See everybody out here.
Yeah.
It's like really awkward, like ab rubbing.
I just want to know how Nick, your anchor, gets so yoked. Can you please tell us your secret?
If I did, then you'd look like me. Actually, you're very similar. You're just bigger. You're taller.
And I see these videos of him doing these crazy EMOMs, and then I go try to do it myself. I'm like, how the hell does he do this?
Crazy EMOMs.
You can post anything you want that's not real.
Yeah, right? Yeah, exactly.
You can make up anything and just intimidate everybody.
Like a 90-minute EMOM.
That's true. Nick's always a shirtless EMOM with belt, though. shirtless with
true.
Belt.
The belt. The belt is key in his emails.
I wait, though. I don't just throw the belt on. Like, I wait. The belt has to come on at the right time. Right when the camera comes on, the belt comes on.
Oh, yeah.
And then he always has a dramatic belt taking off.
That is not planned.
That is definitely some of your technique. I know it is.
Well, it's because it's so easy. Just this, pull, throw. Like, it's just...
Before the bar hits the ground.
Yeah.
Feels good.
Yeah. That was actually cool.
That was cool.
I don't remember when that was. I stopped the video and it was just sitting there. And I was like, snapping a picture of that one. That's going online.
That was the bounce. It was the bounce.
On the bounce.
Yeah, it had to be the bounce.
I'll let you guys go. I'll be back, though.
All right, dude. Good seeing you.
Good to see you, bro.
I like your tattoo.
You like that?
I like your tattoo. Yeah, it's good. All right. That was a nice little guest.
That's a two-for-oner.
That's a two-for-oner. Yeah, two-for-one.
Pop in. We got to get him back and talk about his shorts.
His shorts?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What do you do? It's like when people just take their shirts and tie-dye them for no reason.
Yeah, those guys are so weird, man.
Same thing. Yeah, how many tie-dye shirts do you have, Brendan?
I think I have one black one with tie-dye lettering. And I actually did think of Blair when I saw that shirt.
Of course he did.
The answer is not enough.
Not enough.
The answer is not enough.
Nobody has enough tie-dye.
Okay, so from Reebok, do you solely order white Reebok shirts?
This is a blue Reebok shirt.
It is blue?
Yeah.
And you just put like bleach on it or what?
Bleach dye.
Look at you.
Yeah.
He goes both ways.
That's right. You can add color or take it away.
I'm not sure if you set him up for that or if you played or if that was an accident, but that was hilarious.
Yeah. I don't know. Where were you guys when I was grabbing Nick?
I don't know. He was grabbing Brendan. I was talking about that.
He was just grabbing my nipples.
Yeah, it was weird. And then they were arguing about who's bigger. I'm like, I'm looking at these guys like, does it matter? You guys are both freaking huge.
Arguing.
bickering. Whatever. So this weekend, who are you excited to watch? Who are you excited to see compete?
As far as team, everybody?
Yeah.
Do you have any, like,
any
dogs in the fight?
I got Rockwell, CrossFit. I mean, Jake and Taylor from my team are on that team last year on Rockwell's team. And then they got the other half is, like, CrossFit the Club from, you know, Salt Lake area well.
Yeah.
And they're all really good friends of mine as well. So I was down there, you know, warming them up as much as I can warm them up. I don't think there's much I can do.
Right.
You know, but... just giving them some reassurance.
On the individual side, who do you like as far as the men go?
Bro, I think Brent Fikowski. Is that that's how you say his last name?
Fikowski. Right?
Yeah, Fikowski. He, I think he's going to surprise a lot of people. He competed with Jake in the OC Throwdown, I think, last year.
Okay.
Maybe it's 2014. I can't remember. No, it was last year. And he just smoked people. Like, he killed it, man. And then, Jake came back and for me, tell me that, you know, talk to him. And he's like, bro, that dude is a freak. He really is a freak athlete. He does, and I think he's going to surprise a lot of people.
Is it the strength or is it capacity? What is it, engine?
Well, he's definitely got a bunch of engine.
Yeah, that's what I noticed the most.
Yeah. He just doesn't stop, man. He's fun to watch, and he's a character, too. Like, he's fun to follow on Instagram and... You know, he's fun to follow beyond the barbell, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, beyond the barbell, yeah.
Beyond his training? That's great.
Yeah, that's great.
I like his build. You know, yeah. We talk so much about how big the male athletes are.
That got
are
awkward.
You made it awkward. That wasn't awkward. So
he's got a great body.
His build.
I love his build.
He's a leaner athlete, right?
Yeah.
He's not a huge, bulky guy.
Well, isn't he pretty tall? Is he 6'2"?
And he's taller, yeah.
Yeah. He's tall, man.
I like that. Hey, I mean, I'm biased, of course.
He's got great eyebrow features, too.
Eyebrows on fleek.
Oh, my gosh. This
wow.
is getting crazy.
Okay, and on the women's side. Please don't tell me whose build you like, Blair.
I might be pretty boring on this. Not boring. I mean, I think Sarah Sigmund's daughter... She's got a chip on her shoulder.
Yeah, for sure.
Definitely just from the way that she finished that last event. Just how she did great. I mean, she got third place.
Yeah.
Right?
Right, but she, coming in the last day, she was there to win.
Exactly. And I think that that's just fueled her fire. Matt Fraser, I mean, everybody knows Matt Fraser's on a mission, too. And Bridges. I like Brent, though. I think he'll do really well.
What do you think would happen if, like, because, you know, Bridges and Frazier are, like, two of the most intense guys, right? And I haven't even posed this question to you. It was like, all right, guys, the final event is going to be, like, Josh Bridges versus Matt Frazier in a fight. Like, I think those guys would just kill each other.
I'll take Bridges.
I mean, his Navy SEAL background,
yeah,
right?
Dude,
neither one of them want to lose.
A trained killer.
Yeah, he is.
Definitely.
Right? Oh, gosh.
I just thought it was so cool how Frazier and Bridges went back and forth on the trail run, and then Bridges came back and beat Frazier
on Murph.
On Murph. I just think that's a deadly combo. Those two workouts are going to just tax a lot of people's system this weekend.
Yeah, it was nice that they let him do Murph early today, so it wasn't hot, but the trail run was hot.
Yeah.
I agree. Anytime I run, Ben runs now, kind of.
I'm getting better. I'm getting better at attempting to run sometimes.
You clods. But anytime we do a long run, you're sapped all day, man.
Oh,
really,
dude.
It takes you down.
That's gonna tax the central nervous system so bad this weekend. Those two things, especially with that weight vest. Have you felt that weight vest? It's pretty heavy. I think it's heavier than what they say it is.
It's more than 20 pounds?
I think it is.
Wow.
I haven't felt it. We were going to go over there and see if we could do a product demo for them.
They're pretty awesome.
Yeah. Give it a shot.
I like the way it's cut really away from your armpits, you know, so you don't, like, it doesn't rub against you as much.
And, you know, and I tried it on the other day, and they actually stay, like, really well as you move. Like, so when you're running, they actually stay, like, pretty tight to your body.
Does it feel like it restricts your breathing at all?
A little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
It's a weight vest, right? So it's going to be a little bit.
I think because it's the plate, it, like, it compresses your diaphragm a little bit more than, like, maybe the weighted, what are those little bean bags?
Sand?
Yeah, the little sandbags that they put in the weight vest.
Yeah.
You like how I just try to give a high five to my buddies and they just walk by?
Yeah,
they just left you hanging. They go, he's doing a podcast. It's superficial, right? Don't walk over there and talk to him right now.
They don't want to distract you.
They're getting super awkward, too. They're, like, staring in the back of your head. Like, oh, man, what's going on here?
Dude, I got a question.
What's up?
From regionals to the games, what's the main difference for you as, like, a team competitor? Other than the competition, you know, just like,
yeah,
like is there more pressure? Is it kind of uncomfortable? Is it just physical fatigue? What is the main thing that separates? We see some teams that just thrash it at regionals, right? And then you come to the games, and yeah, the events are maybe a little bit different, but, like, the same teams rise to the top at the games level. Like, what is the difference between regionals and games?
I think, it's the same thing for the individuals. I think it's a lot more, we're going to say, athletic-based at the games.
Gotcha.
That's a bit main difference. You know, there's a lot more running. There's a lot more natural, okay, you have to adjust to this as fast as possible. And I think that was a good thing about our team last year. You know, just like you guys, growing up doing a ton of different sports, you get comfortable. And you know your body, and you adapt quickly, because you have to do that in the sports that we grew up playing.
Sure.
And I think that athletic background helped us a lot last year, because all of us, I mean, we all ran track, we all played basketball, played football, played soccer, a lot of different sports.
You can juggle the ball four times.
Yeah, I juggle the ball four times with my foot. Only one foot though. I can't go back and forth. So I think that's the main difference. Hopefully that answered your question. I don't know if that was what you were looking for.
I mean, I wasn't looking for anything in particular.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me. Like you said, the worm, you have to react to each other, right?
Yeah.
It's hard to coordinate.
That's a big difference. Yeah. That's something you don't see at regionals. It's the whole team working at the same time, synchronized. And that kills some people.
Yeah, it seems like there's a little bit more teamwork at the games than there is at regionals. Like, sometimes you're separating things out, and you're, like, going two at a time. You pick your best two. They do this.
Yeah.
Right? Like, at the game, it seems like there is a little bit more cohesiveness that's needed.
Yeah, you've had to put in the time together and know each other, like, together. Blair can maybe... I'll use myself. I can maybe do like 10 reps and Brett can do like 20, but we gotta adjust myself, right?
Right.
So you gotta know each other's weaknesses, know when to hold back a little bit, and when you can really push it. And the only way to know that is by training together all the time. So, and it's just like a team. know, you just got to know each other, have that communication.
Yeah, I noticed you were Snapchatting earlier. Are you big in Snapchat right now?
I am not big in Snapchat.
No.
But, you know, I like the Snapchat game sometimes. And I think this is a cool event for, you know, people to see. And I have people who follow me from Brazil that, you know, don't get to be here. And so I try to, you know, give them a little bit of the experience.
Who do you follow?
On Snapchat?
Yeah.
I think I just follow my friends. I don't think I follow anybody famous.
No.
Yeah, we've heard that from a few people, like a couple of even the younger, like teenagers and stuff. They're like, I just use Snapchat for my friends.
Yeah.
You know, and they don't like follow like anybody major.
Yeah,
you know?
I don't know.
Or two celebrities maybe, and then that's about it.
I don't like go up to people and, hey, what's your Snapchat name?
Yeah.
Hey, can I get your Snapchat?
What about Instagram? Who do you follow on Instagram? Actually, better, more specific question. Who is like your best like diamond in the rough Instagram account?
That I follow?
Yeah, you follow. You kind of found it's like for example, I'll give you an example.
Okay. This is a hard question.
So I follow an Instagram account called History Photographed.
History Photographed.
And it's like all these old pictures from the last 100 years or so. Like,
yeah.
Helen Keller like reading a Braille book. So like random famous stuff. Martin Luther King walking across a bridge. Then they do it randomly, and they're all awesome. Like okay. Marilyn Monroe, you know, it's like cool stuff that you don't see on Instagram.
Okay.
You know? But all it's right. Like a diamond in the rough. I ask people all the time if they follow it, and nobody I know follows it.
Nobody follows it.
My other buddy, he follows Barstool Sports, and that's like a whole different kind of diamond in the rough. But that's like
man, I'm trying to
booty pics all day. That's all it is.
Okay. I follow CrossFit Anywhere. It's a gym that where everybody just jumps around wearing tie-dye and doing trail runs.
It's a great account.
That's a great diamond in the
rough. Actually, you know what? To be honest, that's actually a really good account. They do a good job with featuring their members and their coaches and stuff. It's good.
Bro, I'm trying to think right now. And I know I'm on Instagram a lot. My battery, I'm probably at like 3% of my battery because I'm on Instagram a lot. But I don't know. I think I just get like hypnotized when I'm on there.
You just keep scrolling. Yeah. Keep going.
Is it all fitness stuff or you something outside of?
So I guess there's like one like with you. Like I think there's some pretty like cool like National Geographic pictures.
Yeah.
So that's one. And I'm a sucker for like a good like a nice view, a nice sunset. I'm a sucker for that, you know?
Sucker for a nice sunset.
Oh, there is one actually cool. It's called Rio Sunsets. Okay? And it's actually like sunsets of Rio de Janeiro, like from all these unreal locations. And Rio is probably one of the prettiest cities I've ever been in my life. It is seriously unbelievable. And it's very, I want to say if you're there, it reminds you a little bit of Hawaii. Because it's like city, and then right on the edge of city is jungle. And like you can climb these huge rocks and get to see like the whole city, and it's pretty cool, man. It's a pretty cool place.
Real sunsets.
You gotta check it out.
That's exactly what I was looking for.
Yeah,
love it.
It's beautiful. Yeah, it's a good account.
It's kind of like It's Abandoned. We both follow that.
Great follow.
It's Abandoned.
So there's like abandoned buildings all over the place. Abandoned.
Oh, dude.
Yeah,
I've seen that one too. That is a great account.
Yeah, it's super sick. So everything looks like very serene, but it's like you could tell it was lively at one time.
I remember one picture that I thought was way cool. It was like a picture of this like old hotel in like Venezuela that's now just like
just overgrown.
Yeah.
What was the city that got hit with or the nuclear meltdown?
Chernobyl.
Yeah, there's like a Chernobyl like sky view, which is pretty dope.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
That's a great account. It's Abandoned.
So okay. If people want to follow you, Brendan, what do they got to do?
So my Instagram is Built Fjord Tough.
Clever.
Huh?
Clever,
right?
Yeah.
I've actually my parents now have Built Fjord Tough Dad and Built Fjord Tough Mom.
Yeah.
So I try to get my whole family to do it, but my sisters wanted their own identity, I guess.
All right. So that's your Instagram handle. Then what about on Snapchat?
Brendan Fjord, I think it is.
Brendan Fjord.
Yeah,
but you're going to use it for your friends, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, whatever.
I Everybody's mean, your friend, right?
If you guys want to follow me, I'm not that cool.
I guess if you guys want to follow us and everything that we're going to be doing on this weekend, follow us at BTB Podcast on Instagram. You can also check us out. Same on Snapchat and Twitter. We are beyond_barbell. That's our new Twitter account. So check us out on Twitter.
Yeah, guys, make sure you go to iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, and subscribe to the podcast so it comes straight to your phone every week.
And if you guys see Brendan walking around the games, he apparently doesn't care if he gets felt up by other men, so knock yourself out.
Is that just an invitation to men?
Yeah.
Come on, guys, help me out.